She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And today is a day that I would like to tell you about what's happening. And I think you know that we don't have a racetrack on Oahu. Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island has a racetrack. Now, if there's no racetrack for the younger folks, where are they going to race? For you older folks that can remember, before we had Hawaii Raceway Park, there was a lot of racing on the road, a lot of deaths. It's not that the racetrack will eliminate every person from racing on the street, but it's something the young folks gotta do. Whether we have a racetrack or we don't. But we need a racetrack for them to go to where it's safer. Now, I don't want to knock on the politicians. They try to do the best they can or whatever, okay? But look at the activities that are supposed to be out there for the younger folks. The other thing is bowling alleys. How many of you can remember how many bowling alleys there were on Oahu? It was like almost every block there was a bowling alley. There was Wailai Bowl, Kaimuki Bowl, Bowlodrome, and I don't know, a lot more. Fort Street Mall, well, not a mall, but there was one on Fort Street by the airport.
There, all over the place, and they eliminated the bowling alleys. So what are the young folks supposed to do, folks? Huh? What are they supposed to do?
If you go to my website and tune in on Brother Iz, he has a good segment over there about the younger people, how they get into trouble. And you parents out there
are to blame,
because you are the ones that are supposed to be pushing for activities for these younger folks. There's less and less activities for the younger folks. And way back, every state had what is called a father-son bowling tournament, and they picked the best from each state to go to Washington, D.C., for a national tournament. Hawaii dropped out. Okay? And to give you an example, what was our Hawaii representative went to Washington, and when they got off the plane, they went straight to the bowling alley to bowl the tournament. There was no practice time, nothing, not even time to settle down in the hotel. They took their suitcases and bowling balls to the bowling alley and started to bowl the. And the state of Hawaii have no consideration for them. They have no consideration for the young folks. So what are the young folks supposed to do? That's my question to you, the listeners of Hawaii. Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. The other thing in the automotive section, high schools on the mainland have automotive class for the young students. And folks, you gotta see what one of the schools, the students redid a 66 Mustang Fastback, restored it. So beautiful. People could not believe that the students that did it, not only the guys, the girls, worked on it, look better than most people can or had their cars restored. It was unbelievable. All by students no older than 16. They did the bodywork, the paint, everything. Amazing. But do we have that kind of stuff in Hawaii? No. But the rest of the states have. So what's happening in Hawaii? Again, I don't want to knock the politicians or the DOE. But, you know, come on. You need something for the young folks. Not all of them are going to be rocket scientists and going to a university. They all don't have, for one, the financial. So we need activities for the young folks. Like I said, the basic thing of a bowling alley. Okay? Wailea Bowl was shut down because of the high cost of the rent. And now they're going to make restaurants there. But, you know, I don't know. It just blows me away. If they're going to do that, why not take away the baseball fields and everything else and build condos there? It's the same thing. The children are being ripped off. And who is stepping up to the plate to defend them? When we had the Hawaii Raceway Park, I started what is called junior drag racing. There are miniature race cars that resemble the top fuel dragsters. And they were run with a lawnmower engine, a little go-kart engine, okay? The rules for that junior drag racing was you could not get a grade below C. If you got a grade below C, then you would have to sit out until you bring your grades up. That program, folks, really helped a lot of children, a lot. They loved it. And by the way, they had mostly girls in the program. They loved it. They were really scared because of the noise and the vibration, but they wanted to race. It's like a roller coaster. How many children like to ride the little one that goes really slow? There's no line. But the scary one, there's a line around the block. People want to be scared. That's the life. So that's why the junior drag racing thing really took off here. And we had about 165 children participating. And it shut down. So it's no more. So give us a call at 808-524-1080.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai. Ski.
Ski.
Yes, hello, George. Nice talking to you again. You got me all excited talking about bowling. I could tell some stories about there, but back in the 50s when I got here, I think at one time there must have been about 30 bowling alleys, not counting the military ones, you know.
Yeah.
I, when I mentioned Boulevard Bowl, everybody looks at me like, what? Where's that? Who's that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I used to do quite a bit of bowling and, in those days. In fact, I did enough bowling that it was 7 leagues in 6 nights at one time.
Wow.
And the seventh day was, or evening was for bowling jackpot.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got married and I had to quit bowling.
Why?
Well, you start raising a family and, you know, it never made that much money. And, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
But it brings to memory some of those... I'm just telling Wanda, you know, you mentioned something about 4th Street. I don't remember 4th Street, but I do remember Nu'uanu, Aloha Bowl.
Yes.
In fact, I won the award on that one. I never got around to picking it up, I don't think. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
There's only two bowling alleys, or maybe three. At the only one I can really remember is... IAEA Bowl that's still open.
Yeah, there's IAEA, Leeward, and Polly Lanes.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's about it. I used to work at Boulevard and worked at Kelly's Bowl and bowled at Airport Lane,
mm-hmm.
bowled at Kalihi and
mm-hmm.
Classic.
Yep.
I mean, HBC, that was another one.
Mm-hmm.
And Kalakaua and Young Street.
yep, that's right.
Yeah, but anyway, that kind of brings back...
sad, yeah?
Yeah. Hey, no word yet on where you might be opening up?
No, we're still looking, and okay. It's real difficult. The big landowners don't want somebody that, you know, make noise.
Yeah, well, I keep trying to promote ethanol, but some of these service stations, I go get safety check, and all of a sudden, you know, I mentioned something about ethanol, and oh, no, that stuff's junk. I said, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That's right. It's sad. It's so sad. The people of America really don't know.
Well. Oh, by the way, I did look up ethanol and vodka. They do put the ethanol in vodka.
That's right.
In fact, in quite a few other drinks, it's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Different quantities or, you know, it's...
Yeah.
But it says, hey, watch out, you can get drunk on that stuff.
That's right. It's bootleg liquor.
Yeah.
How can that damage anything?
Well, I don't drink the hard stuff anymore, so I don't drink that.
Mm-hmm.
But I need it for the car. Anyway, I keep listening, and I hope you can show up. If not, I could probably meet with you, but I got to use my plastic container
mm-hmm.
tank.
Okay.
But I'll get in touch with you. And
okay. Well, you take care.
Okay, mahalo, and have a... Have a terrific life.
You too.
Okay.
Aloha. Yes. It's sad how America, the people of America, don't know how good ethanol is. It's really sad. There's a difference between corn ethanol and sugarcane ethanol. The sugarcane ethanol produces more horsepower and better gas mileage. I don't know why. It's supposed to be the same. Chemistry is the same. But the engines seem to like the sugarcane ethanol. So it's like wine. If the chemists would test all wines, they would say, hey, they're all the same. But you people who drink it say, uh-uh, this one better than that one or whatever, right? But there's so many different wines and vodkas. But the ethanol was put into the gas in 2005 because they had to take out this chemical from the gas that was called MTBE. Okay? MTBE was an anti-knock additive. It was added in 1975 when the oil companies lowered the octane for premium and regular. Okay? They lowered the octane, and for you people who know about the old gasolines way back, you couldn't run regular because the engine would ping, would knock. So most people ran premium. Premium was 104 octane. Regular was 98. So if 98 knocked, how in the world can you run 92 if 98 knocked? So they had to put in what was called MTBE, anti-knock. Well, EPA found out that after 30 years, it caused cancer. So it got to be removed. So they had to add something else to replace that for an anti-knock. And that was ethanol. Ethanol was the anti-knock. But they found that ethanol gives you better gas mileage. So think, folks. If you were the oil company, you want your customers to have better gas mileage and you sell less gasoline? No. You want them to have less gas mileage. So they brought it out where ethanol is bad. Now, I don't have chemistry proof, but there is something added to the ethanol and then put into the gas that causes the damage to rubber hoses, seals, everything that talk about. Because I have proof, I have 100% ethanol in a plastic bottle with all the parts they say that it damages for the last 5 years, and nothing has happened in a plastic bottle. Nothing damaged. Okay, so anyway, we got to go to break.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, recovered. Man, I was so sick last week, it wasn't funny. Whew. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, what I was going to tell you last week was I picked up some friends at the airport, and their plane got in at 4:30 in the afternoon. So I pick them up, and we drive about, what, maybe, I don't know. Well, how far is it to get to the off-ramp from the airport? Maybe, what, quarter mile?
Mm-hmm.
Dead traffic. They both look at me and go, did something happen while we were on the plane? I'm like, something? What do you think happened? I don't know, a meteorite? What's going on? What's all this traffic? I go, it's Hawaii. It's a city. And we're having this discussion, and then I realize, I go, well, wait a minute, what did you think it was? And they go, beaches. I'm like, how do you think it's beaches? Because every picture they looked up for Hawaii is shot looking out at the ocean.
No so, traffic.
Think about that. And everybody, just stop for a minute, think about it. And look at pictures that you see of Hawaii. They're never like from the ocean looking at the island, right?
Mm-hmm.
So their impression is not that we're in grass shacks, but they're thinking, what's going on? We thought it'd be like all beachfront property all the way around. Everybody's wearing shorts, you know, aloha shirts. I'm like, oh, man, you guys have got to come up to the time.
Yep.
And then I took them down, you know, so you drive around, and I took them by the rail, didn't even flinch them. They were like, oh, yeah, it's a rail. And I go, oh, yeah, I've seen over here. Then they're like, how come? You know, anyway, you know, we're describing stuff, but this is the one thing they said, and you always pointed this out. We went down H1, and there's this big truck in the left lane passing us, and we were doing like 65. And they both were like, if that guy was driving that way in Tennessee, he'd be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, welcome to Hawaii.
That's right.
And they said, and man, you guys got really tiny lanes on your foot.
Yeah.
But again, folks, my whole point is that we just take this, right? You mm-hmm. know, like we say, George, we just take it. They're over here going, what is going on? You guys are out of control. The trucks drive faster than the cars. You can't stop a truck that fast.
Nope.
The on-ramps, they're like, why does this on-ramp go into an off-ramp? I go, hey, it's who knows. But anyway, so when your friends come, sometimes it's nice to just have your friends to visit, tell you what they think of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Really opens your eyes. So anyway, as always, I know I went a little long, but I had to make up for last week. As always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, that's true, folks. You know, Hawaii is like a loose cannon. A loose cannon fires all over the place, even at their own people. So, you know, when is all this going to stop? When is everything going to be organized? I think never. But anyway, getting back to the racetrack, we do need one. Okay, and there is a property owned by the state that can support a racetrack. But anyway, I recommend using the K&N air filters. They're the best. They're guaranteed for a million miles. You never have to buy another filter again. But most of all, it increases your gas mileage. Yes, gives you better gas mileage. Okay?
You know, if your car, say you're driving your car and it overheats or is overheating, what do you recommend?
Stop.
What if you can't stop because there's nothing around?
Then you pull over the first chance you have. Because when you overheat the engine, the cylinder heads or the top half of the engine separates from the bottom half and causes the gasket to leak. In some cases, the engine block cracks, then you're in deep trouble. Either way, you're going to be in deep trouble. So do not overheat the engine. Overheating the engine is like a person having 104, 105 temperature. Not too good.
So the radiator helps keep the engine cool.
Radiator is supposed to keep it cool, but if it's overheating, something went wrong.
But then there's another trick you had where you something to do with the air conditioner.
Yeah, you can turn on the heater, and that would help. You're going to be really hot, but it'll help cool the engine. And if that don't help, then shut it down. In the dash, there is a tiny little heater core. The heater core will act like a radiator, but it's really small. But every little bit helps. So you put the fan on high and on the heater. Put it on heat. So better you sweat than crack and damage the engine. So anyway, have it checked out. Okay?
Is there signs when your water pump's going to go out?
No. It starts to make a noise, and that's the time it's got to be replaced. And a lot of people ignore the sound because they hope and pray that it's going to go away. Well, test it. Check it out. Don't just ignore sounds from the engine because the engine is trying to tell you something. Okay? And in some cases, if the water pump gets really bad, it leaks coolant out. Then you're in real, real trouble. Okay? So
if you're driving your car and your water pump breaks, then what?
It doesn't just break. It always makes a noise before it breaks. So if you're not listening and then it breaks, then you're deep kimchi.
What kind of noise it makes?
A rattling noise.
It's different from a rattling noise like when your car is knocking.
Almost the same. So you got to listen to the noises. If you don't, then I'm sorry. Pay the price.
Almost seems like it's best not to have an older car and just change a car every 3 years.
Well, a lot of people do that. They change it every time the warranty's over just so that they don't have humbug. But that's a lot of money. And the folks in Hawaii don't have that kind of money to buy a car every 3 or 4 years. So, you know, living in paradise is getting harder and harder. In the old days, and those of you old enough to know, back in the old days, 1 hour minimum pay, you could go to the movie and buy a lunch with a minimum pay, 1 hour. Today, you can't even get in a movie with 1 hour minimum pay. So that tells you the economy is going over the pay wage. So, and if the businesses were to raise the minimum wage up to where it would be like the old days, the businesses would shut down because the cost of rent for the building is just astronomical. That's why we're losing a lot of businesses. A lot of auto repair shops are closing down and moving to the mainland. Last year, I know of 6 that closed down and moved to the mainland. This year, 2 more is going to go. When are we going to say something to keep them here? Go to Hilo and check out Hilo. There's only 2 auto repair shops. And if you have to have your car fixed, it's a 1.5 month wait. So, you know, it's a bad situation. And this situation happened years and years ago in Orange County. Orange County actually went bankrupt. Businesses there moved out of Orange County. A couple friends of mine that had manufacturing exhaust systems and stuff there moved their business to Mexico. And they thanked Orange County because now they quadrupled their profit. And this is what's chasing all of the manufacturers out of America into China because the cost of the land, the cost of doing business in America is astronomical. Well, if they talk about America being astronomical, they haven't seen Hawaii. Hawaii is way, way out of sight. The corner of Waikamilo and King, there used to be a Shell station there. There's no more. What's the reason? Because the rent went through the ceiling. They're not going to stay there. They just shut down. They're shutting down all over the place. All over the place. Waikamilo and Kaumualii, on the corner there, used to be Edwards Enterprise. They shut down because of high cost of rent. Every place is shutting down all around us. We got to do something. And my friend Harvey in Kauai told me McDonald's shut down there in Lihue. McDonald's shutting down? It's got to be really bad. McDonald's never shut down. But anyway, if you have to buy a battery, buy the best, folks. Buy a battery that's going to pay you back. Not a battery that becomes like a drug dealer. Takes more and more money out of you.
Are all batteries like, say you don't drive your car for a few weeks. And is your battery going to be dead?
It weakens because the computer on every car is on all the time. The computer is never off. It's on all the time. So it drains the battery. So it's advisable to get a good battery. I hear people in the parking lot start their cars and it sounds like the battery's going to die. But they pay no attention and drive off. They're going to get stalled. Like my cousin Hanako. She got stalled. She didn't listen to her car. And she said, she should have listened. But she got stalled, in the most inconvenient place. Batteries don't stall in front of the service station or at the repair shop. It stalls places where you are stuck. So listen to the battery. When you first start it up to crank the motor, listen to how fast the engine is spinning. Okay? Listen, pay attention. And too bad we didn't record some and let you hear what it actually supposed to sound like. Anyway, I think it's break time.
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Yoda. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Bob from Kaneohe.
Hi, Bob.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my phone call. I have a car that my son left with us when he moved to the mainland for a job. And it's been like 6 or 7 years, and I've checked with the DMV, and each time they tell me, you have to pay the back taxes. But I've been told that after 5 or 6 or 7 years, you don't have to do that. You can, sell it to someone else, or I would buy it for my wife. But it's kind of in limbo. Each year, the taxes keep going up on that vehicle.
I think the mayor changed it. You have to pay all the way back to the first one.
That's my understanding, it seems, anymore. I had a vehicle I had taken to the mainland years ago, and I came back in 87. And they came out and looked at the vehicle that I brought back from the mainland from Hawaii. And they said, fine, we'll accept it. And I didn't have to pay any back taxes out, and I was able to turn in the plates. But this was in 87. So I guess times have changed.
Yep.
Option do I have? With that vehicle, I could have it stripped out, I guess, or donated, maybe.
Donated, yeah.
There's no other options that you can think of.
Well, not really. What year is that?
It's an 04 Mitsubishi Galant. I start it up every month. It runs fine.
Try checking on the Outer Islands.
Oh, I see.
Because they might not have that. I don't think the Outer Islands have... only Oahu because of the mayor. The mayor made it where he wants all the money. So it used to be anything over 2 years, you only pay 2 years.
Okay.
But now he wants to go all the way back. So if it was 10 years, he wants 10 years. That's not right.
That's kind of unfortunate. I'm sorry. And George, thank you so much for everything you've done all these years and all this valuable, trusted information you've provided to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, have a great day.
You too. Aloha. Okay.
So what happens if he, say, I don't know, sells the car? And the new owner has to pay for back taxes, so he sells the car with the... with the knowledge that he is going to lower the price for that.
That's a lot, you know. It depends on how much you owe, because a lot of the cars are $300 and up.
Hmm. So say if he owes $1,000 and the car is worth $2,000, so he sells it for $1,000.
$1,000 would be only 3 years. 3 years. And if you're 7 years back, is a lot more. So check with the Outer Islands and see if the law still, you know, is in effect. But I don't think so. I think it's only Oahu. So you can register out on the Outer Islands, and then when it expires, re-register in Oahu. Then you get around that. But what we need to do is get rid of safety check. Safety check, let me give you an example. A guy calls up and tells me that he cannot pass safety check because the safety check station told him he needs to replace his struts on his Lexus, 05 Lexus, front and rear struts. So the guy asked the guy, well, how much to change the struts? They gave him an estimate of $6,000. So he said, whoa. Let me see. Can I see why the strut's bad? So the guy shined the flashlight under the fender at the strut and says, see all that oil leaking? Your strut's no good. So he calls me. And I met him, and I sprayed the struts clean with brake clean, all of them, and I told him, go drive it for a week and let me know. Excuse me. He did. He called me and said, there's no oil. So you see, they had shot oil onto the struts to force them to change the struts. The safety check has been used like a scam. And a lot of people out there have been scammed by the safety check to generate business. 40 states don't have safety check. Why should we? Number one, the safety check is not being done the right way. They're supposed to pull a wheel, check the brakes, drive the car down the road, check the steering, and all of that. They don't do that. Okay? What you saw on television was false. Think, folks. If you're a safety check station and the news media come to you and say, hey, let's see how you check the cars, do you think you're going to show them, oh, check the light and that's it? No. Because then the administration is going to cite you for that faulty checkup. Okay? They don't do that. So why have safety check? Plus, it's not being enforced. I mean, yeah, maybe one or two per year get ticket for safety check. But no, it's not highly enforced. And what I'm saying is, look at all the people running the red light. I see the blue and white. at the intersection. A guy runs the red light, he don't do anything. Now, if that was 20 years ago, that blue and white is down on the back and pulling the guy over for running the red light. But not today. So why have safety check that is scamming the people? Enough already. Anyway, it's you, the people of Hawaii. And I try to tell you, let's get rid of it. Let's save the state some money. Because it's getting no room in paradise. Let's make some room. Ethanol can help. Ethanol will create jobs. Over 1,000 jobs per island. Ethanol could have saved Maui Sugar. But not Maui Sugar. You got to get them out, have somebody else buy them out, and do ethanol from Maui Sugar. Not by burning the sugar cane. You don't burn it when you make ethanol. You cut it. Burning the sugar cane is no good. It kills the soil and makes the soil hard. So water doesn't go into the soil. It flows away. Go look at the sugar cane fields. They have a little ditch on the side where the water runs down. Because it doesn't go into the ground. Well, anyway. I think it's break time again, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you have a question, announcement, or whatever, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, I see a lot of road rage out there, and I didn't know that road rage, you can actually go to jail. I didn't know that. You get out of your car and start pointing the finger and yelling at the person in the other car. It's called terroristic threatening. It's jail time. They come and arrest you and put you in jail. So, cool. Cool down, folks. Stay cool. Don't want to go to jail. Not a good thing. Okay? So, anyway. Probably everybody's getting that way is because of the economy and hard times. in Hawaii. But we got to look for solutions. And I keep saying that ethanol is a solution, because ethanol brought Brazil out of third world, and it can bring Hawaii on the top. Okay, who do we have?
We have Casey from IAEA.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, how's it? I don't know if you talked about it yet on the air today, because I just turned my radio on. But I noticed that the Texacos bought out the Chevrons, and they got this Tektron gas advertised. How does that compare with the Shell gas?
Well, the Texaco and Chevron, the octane and quality has never changed. The Shell gas, the 92 premium, is at 90 or 91. They're the best of all the different brands. And this has been tested by our good friend Dean. He goes out on his own time to test fuel, and it's still Shell is number one. A lot of people don't use premium, but they should, because the car loves the premium.
That's the one I've been putting in ever since I heard your report.
How do you like it?
Runs fine. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but if it was...
I actually think I get better mileage. My engine, I think, actually runs better.
It does. It does. But if you had 100 octane, it would run a lot better. You see, when they...
So just put, what, vodka in my car and...
Yeah. Off, huh? Yeah, and a lot of people complain that ethanol creates water. That's false. Ethanol absorbs water. So if you have water in the tank, in the old days, before we had ethanol, we would put a quart of vodka in the tank, and the water be gone.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. Go get a glass bottle and put some gasoline in the bottle, the non-ethanol gas, and put water in there. Just a little. And put some vodka. The water be gone. Yeah. It's the best water remover.
How can you tell, though, like when you put, I've never seen it where gas and water is in the same container. What does it look like? It's separated?
It separates. But you got to use the non-ethanol gas, because if you use the ethanol gas, the ethanol will dissolve the water into the into the gas.
So, you know, like on Kauai, you say got water in the gas. So what's wrong with that? Because it also has ethanol in the gas, right?
Well, their ethanol is not, for one, pure ethanol. It is 50-50 with ethanol and methanol. Methanol will not mix with water, and methanol will not mix with gasoline. But when you mix ethanol and methanol, the two different alcohols, it does blend all with the gas. But because Kauai has only 2% so-called ethanol, water will be on the bottom of the tank. Only on Kauai. I don't know why. Ethanol and the octane on ethanol on Kauai is the lowest. Kauai has the lowest octane of all the islands. Sad, yeah? But that's the way it is. You know, I keep telling people to use premium, people don't use premium. Premium Shell, not the other ones. Because the other ones, as tested by Dean, all three grades are the same. Okay? I think around 83 or 84. All three grades. So, the best gas mileage is with the Shell V-Power Premium. Okay? So, anyway.
Wait, why? So, you know, in the non-ethanol gas, do they have some kind of...
Anti-knock
in there?
Yes.
They do?
MTBE. The cancer-causing stuff. So, there's no getting
I thought it's... Isn't it illegal to put that in the...
Only in Hawaii. because our politicians, they don't like ethanol. I talked with some of them at the car show, and they said, oh, no, no, ethanol is no good. We're trying to take it out of the gas. They don't understand what ethanol is. I would love to give them a demonstration, for all of them, to show them the real truth of ethanol. And anybody out there that has a group that would like to see the real truth of ethanol, I'll be more than glad to demonstrate it to you. Because ethanol does not burn black. Ethanol does not make your injectors black and sticky and sticky and all that.
So what happens to these people who believe that the car runs better with the non-ethanol gas? So they're buying that. But that non-ethanol gas only comes in one grade.
Yeah, the grade they're buying is not 89. It's 84. But they put enough anti-knock in there so it doesn't knock. And as long as the engine doesn't knock, it will run fine. But it is highly cancerous. So, there you go. And if you cannot find ethanol, then use mothballs. Only the old-fashioned mothballs. And, you know, I've been pushing that for years. And it does raise the octane. Ethanol, the old-fashioned one, has naphthalene. Naphthalene is an octane booster. If you look back in history, when they had gas rationing, the people all use mothballs. Okay? So, that's the way to go. Well, we're trying to bring in, again, a new batch of ethanol. And for those people who really love it, like Harvey Maeda on Kauai. But anyway, there's a wax that's really good and is sold by Crestec Cleaning Center. Awesome wax, folks. Wash your car when it's still wet. Rub on the, just pour on the wax and rinse it off. Wipe it dry. You're done. Excellent wax. Very, very good. Go see Crestec Cleaning Center on Kapi'olani Boulevard next to McKinley Car Wash. And McKinley Car Wash has awesome car wash. Go try it out. Awesome. It's like detailed. Can't believe it. Really good. Okay? So anyway, it's coming down to that time again when we got to sign off. And there's going to be another EES seminar at the Wellness Center at the Kukui Plaza. So go check it out. It's going to be on Thursday, this coming Thursday, at 7 o'clock. So go check it out with Dr. Terry Shintani. Okay? Until we see you all next week, I'd like to thank all of you that called in. And please, folks, take care of each other. Relax. Don't get road rage. Please don't drink and drive. That commercial you hear is the actual story. So please, take care, and we see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.